The Gemara is looking stuff from the Flamin of the Menalf. Amar Rav Hilchus Lachamus is man, the Yosef B'mashu. So we started learning a little bit last week, but when I listened to you this week, the Lacha is that Chametz is not bottled on Pesach. Before Pesach, Chametz could be bottled, but on Pesach itself, once it's man Nisa, Chazal will go into a special Chumra that even though most Yisrim are bottled, you have to know the Gedarim, in the Minay, in the Sheni Minay, Lach Balach, in Yevash B'Yevash, but B'Dech HaKlal, most Yisrim are bottled with Shishim. But Chametz, Chazal will mach me that it's a thing of Elachoy bottle. It's not bottled at all. The Kivega was just a shayla, Halcho Meisa. Somebody found a Pesach. He was cooking a Tanagernos chicken, maybe a chicken soup, and he found a chita bakua. He found a broken piece of wheat in the soup, in the chicken. A broken piece of wheat that gets cooked is a chayabale chametz. So it's a tiny little piece of chametz. So on the piece of wheat that he found, that piece of chametz, of course, you take it out, and it's on Pesach itself. It'd be a chayabia. If you find chametz on Pesach itself, you're to burn it right then and there on Pesach. Choshayach, what do you do on Yom Tov? On Yom Tov, you pray for love keli and you wait for Chol HaMoed to burn it. In certain cases of Akoponim, the piece of chametz you would burn. But what about the rest of the pot, the rest of the tafshel? So that also the halacha is chay pasha. That's our halacha. The chametz is not bottled, even if there was one piece of wheat, then it was much more than shishim in the pot. But it's, the whole pot is also. But the shaila was benegeya tashbisu, the mitzvah being mavara, the pot. The shayla, you have to take the pot. And the shaila was the pot was a kli cheres. If the pot would have been a regular keli, a kli basil, for havara to destroy the chometz in the pot, you would do hagola. You would take the chicken, you would throw it out, and you burn it. The pot, you do hagola. That's how you would be mekayim tashbisu. The problem was he was a kli cheres. And Kicheres, you cannot do Hagala. Exactly. Most says in Psochem, the farm is Kicheres, Toyah Ido, Al Kicheres, and Yates, and Yates, and Yates, Hagala doesn't help. So there was Tam of Chometz in this pot. So is there a Chiyiv, Tashbisu, on that also? So the Rav that asked the Shaila, he's a Baal Boss in this town, came to him with the Shaila, and the Rav told him, yes, you got to destroy everything. Everything is Chometz, and Chometz for Mashu, nothing is bottle. You have to take the chicken, the Chometz, the pot. This is be mavar all of it, destroy all of it on Pesach. And he wrote to Kivega that he was telling over the shag on some of his friends. He met some of his friends in Yom Tov. He quotes my name, the Rav Afila, was a neighboring town, and the Rav Bashlank, the Rav of another town. They told him that you passed him too quickly. You have mastered the guy at Ticheres. Because they would say as far that the whole halacha of Chametz Bezmana is Asav Mashu, that's only on the Issa Achila and Issa Hanah. Is it Issachin? It's another that we say it's not bottled. But Benegeya Bal Yiroya, by Motzah, and Benegeya the Chiv of Tashbisu, that maybe it is bottled. We don't find that this halacha of the Chometz Mashu goes even on Bal Yiroya, by Motzah, and Chiv Tashbisu. So the. What? So they're really asking on the Klicheres. And the Shayna of Klicheres was, they told me, you should have told the guy, take the Klicheres and put it away and use it after Pesach. And from now on, it'll be a Kli Chometz. Maybe it was a Pesach keli by him. He used to use this kli cheres every Pesach, and now it became a kli chametz. But there's no reason to destroy it. It's a keli. It's a valuable keli. Put it away and save it. You don't have to mevayir it. There's no din. That was their chiddush. They wanted to save. There's no. It's the din of chos mashu is not going by your by matzah. So you can put away kli cheres. So Rabbi is saying a chiri. The same thing with the chicken itself. Take the chicken and put it away. Take the Pesach. So I think the reason why Pasha they didn't ask the shag on the chicken was the shag was over 200 years ago when there was no refrigeration. There was no freezes, and the chicken would have spoiled. Maybe if it would be the last day Pesach Mechatev to save it till tomorrow. But maybe it was the first day, and the thing today. But today you would have the same shayla on the Chariah if you could take the food and put it in the freezer. And put it on paper, mark it chametz, do not eat on Pesach. But you can put it away with and save the face to Pesach, because there's no chiyuv tashbisa to destroy right now. That you don't see chametz mashu. So basically, this is the chakir. The Yisrael Kivega and the Santa doesn't state this before the Kivega, this Shem is not put down. This halacha, the Chametz Mashu, asks on Pesach, is that only on Issa Chil and Issa Noh, or is that also on the Chiyiv, on the Issa Bayi Rabbi Motz and the Chiyiv Tashbisu, the Chiyiv to destroy the Keli? What do you say no? For the Chiyiv Bayi Rabbi Motz, that Chametz is bottle. And there's no Chiyiv Tashbisu, and it's just Asa Bachin Manos. So you take the Keli and you put it away till after Pesach. That was the shayla. So Kivega answers back basically with a few different svaras. Each svara for itself is something to think into. The first thing Kivega answered back was that let's look at the time. What's the type of the reason why Chazal asked the Chometz Mashu? What's the type of the reason? So it says it's really a machlekes yishenim. Some Rishonim say it's a rush in Pesachim, Perikol Shosim, and hey, it's also the rush is also in Sechtere Zara, Perikesim, Machavtes. That he says the reason why Chazal was so machmir chametz is because chametz is a karis, and he says another reason also, which is the second reason, also the loy bedingim in shemine minei kol shata, because people don't stay away from it the whole year. The way Mepharshim learned, the rush is combining both reasons, because the first reason alone that chametz is chomer because as it's a karis would not be reason in itself to be so machmir, because we find other yisurim that have karis. We find dam chelav. We don't find that dam chelav asus b'mashu. Dam and chelav is bottle b'shishim. The teretz is the rush says when we combine both reasons together, that's why chazal machmir. Also, the second reason is loy bedingim inayin shi. People don't stay away from it. Dam and chelav, people know a whole year they stay away from it. They're always careful with it. But chametz is a zach. You used to, you know, you see a piece of cake. And you won't remember it's Pesach. You know, you went to. You're not going to be dingy, if people don't go away from it. Therefore, it's our extra machmir chametz plus the reason that it's a curse. So you take these two reasons together, and that's why they made a special offer. The chametz is not bottle on Pesach. There's a main attendant in Kivega. Part of the reason.
Why
isn't that enough of a reason? I guess there was. Is there any other case thing that was like being dingy? That's the only thing we can think. What else is like being dingy besides chametz? What else? It is a combination of both reasons. It's also because of the chaim of karis that seems to be clause. And mainly, the Pivega, according to this reason, the whole din of chametz not bottle is only in something that's a karis. That's only the isachila. But this Bali Rabbi Matzah does not have an Issacharis. There's only a lavin. It's very chomer that can lavin. So it's two lavin every second. But it's not. There's no Issacharis. There's a ming. The svara of Chomes Mashu would not apply to Bali Rabbi Matzah. Kivega explains, but it does apply to this Hana, and this Hana also does not have karis. So Kivega says the nice Hana is mekushet to Achila. It's coming from the same pasuk. It's coming also from that drash of Liyachal. It's a ming. Since it's all in the same pasuk. And this achila is chomer. The meaning of the machmer is to know also that it's not bottle. But when again, by matzah, since it doesn't have this chomer, like kivega taka, there won't be a din of that chomer is not. It will be bottle. When again, by matzah, it will be bottle. So it's very different to zach that when again, by matzah, it's bottle. When again, this achila is to know it's not bottle. But that's sort of coming out of this far. Then kivega explains there's a second reason why chomer is pesach not bottle. We once went through this drama shita because it's tavish shematirin. It's a little bit of a cheshbon, a little bit complicated. Won't go into it, but Kriyeg wants to explain that even according to Rambam also, it's only a svar for the Yisachin and the Sanah. It's not a svar for the Bayu Rabbi Matzah. And then Kriyeg says another svar. He wants to say, since what's muvla is not nikka, that's another reason why it's not nikka, and it's really be'etzim in a Torah bottle. He wants to say that itself is the hashbasa. Now this is what you have to understand. But Kriyeg is saying some sort of svar over here that since the tam is blue in the keli and it's not nikka, and b'etzem it is bottle. That itself is the reason why it should be mushbas. It should be considered that it's already mushbas mem. It's already destroyed from the world. So it's a bit shvet to understand what that sorry is, because when again it's achin asana, we say it is here. We don't say so, but b'maisa, those are the words of Kivega. So something to think about. And then the Kivega he says a little bit different. And he seems to be saying it's in a different shtickle. He seems to think another svar, which is also there, mechushik svar. He wants to say, since the blue in the keli is not niru motzi, that's his lashon. Since it's not niru motzi, mainly it's not shayach b'yiro b'yimotzi. B'yiro b'yimotzi is something you could see or something that's motzi. And this, that's already it's already moved in the keli, it's not niru, it's not motzi. Now this svar is zeh shvayach, because we know that the yitzu b'yiro b'yimotzi really is not has anything to do with what you see or what's motzi. This is the bialis. The fact that you own it could be if someone has a deer in Israel, he's over. You don't have to see it. And if I can also,
but today you
can
see it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. But that's the kasha. But again, also if chametz is not yours, the person walks by, he's a guy, shabeki, we don't do it. But well, nice, there's no aver. You're not to look at chametz. You're not to look at. You're not to be in the same room with chametz also. There's no buy your Rebbe Mitzvah doesn't mean don't see it and don't and should not be there. It means don't own it. You're not going to own it. I mean, what's up with Kivega? Oh, I was thinking like Gabriela said, Kivega saying a Mardi Gachidish. And that's again, the Torah said on Lashon buy your Rebbe Mitzvah. It has to be a Zach, which is Roy to be Re'iyah, Roy to see, and Roy to be Motzi. If it's something which you cannot see and it's not Motzi, like it's blue in the Kaili, it's kind of Kivega, it's not Shech on the buy your Rebbe Mitzvah, even though you own it, even though you're buying nothing. It's Mardi Gachidish. Then the Kivega wants to say another chiddush also in Mechush Shagatam. He says the fact that it's bottom in a Torah is a meaning that there won't be an issa of bayor matzah. There won't be a bit of tashvisa.
And you're not going to burn it right away. You're going to be able to buy your own money. But when it's there and you don't know that it's there, you're not going
to. Who says that?
You
own it, you're not going to buy your own money.
I only say because the Russian falls down. And that, you're going to be menace and you're not going to get to
burn it. Isn't that something else that tells you comes as Shem Yevin Lachoy? Yevin Lachoy?
No, that's also Shem Yevin Lachoy. Let us say that you won't do it right away. You won't do the straight for right away. You'll hold it a little bit.
But Pasha by Rabbi Matzah goes on the bialis, not on the Riyah. Okay, but that was that other chish. But then Kivega says another svar also you have to understand what he's saying, but he says since it's mutzah min ha-Torah to keep it, there's no mitzvah tashbisu. So the bias this you have to understand Maisacha, we're going on the side that it should not be bottom of the Rabbanon. But the Kivega wants to say, even if it's not bottom of the Rabbanon, but since it is bottom in ha-Torah, there's no mitzvah tashbisu. And the Mr. Tashvisu will go with the, has to be something that's betzim here. But since it's bottom in a Torah, it's a shver svar, but that's the Kivega svar. So that's looking into all of them. I had a different kasha on the whole of Kivega. The way the Shayin was asked of Kivega and the way he writes it over and he's mitzadah, the Shayin was that the Rabbi asked him, the Rabbi told him that he passed him to break the Klicheres. He didn't tell him to burn the Klicheres. The first rule of hell that the Issa by Yorah by Matzah goes even on Chomes Mashu. The Din of Chomes Mashu, the Chomes Napata goes even on by Yorah by Matzah. And this clearly you have to be Mavar. But what he told him to do the Klicheres was break it, just to be Shevet. And Kivega, when he's Matzah and Shang, he also says that. You have to break it, you don't have to break it. And he ends up, you don't have to break it. So my question was, what does breaking help? If you're on the Tzad that you have a Chiyah via on this Keli, if you break it, the Chomes is still there, it's still Balua. Maybe it's not usable, but the Chomes is still there. So what's Kivega saying that on the tzad that you that there's a din by yor by matzah even on and chametz not bottle even on the bluish shabakeli, what does it help to break it? So my father wanted an answer for Kivega wanted to say that could be Kivega held that even if it's a rabbanon the chametz mashahu the chametz not bottle it has to have a gather. What's the gather? What the chazal asa? It's bottle. It's not here. What's the chazal asa? Kem zogin the chazal asin. Since it's roi to be as I mean similar to chatishia, since it's roi to be mitzarif, and the mashu should become something, you can be mitzarif to it, the mashu will be a b'sadavah chashim. Is the main that's what Kivega is saying. Once you break the klicheres, it can never be mitzarif. You can in kol zman you don't break the klicheres, you can always cook in it, and the tam of the chametz can go into an oichel, and it can be mitzarif to an oichel, and you'll have something over here. But once you break the klicheres, then that time will never come out, will never be used. It's a meaning that that's the beer. That's what Chavis Kivega is saying, which is a big chiddush. Because you would think that according to the tzad that there's a chiyuv beer on the keli, you'd have to take the keli and taka burn the keli. But the Kivega doesn't say that. Even according to that tzad that there's a chiyuv beer on the keli also, by Rabbi Matzah goes on Chavis Masha also, you only have to break the keli. Okay. Well, that's always a dimmer to tumma. Then you get tumma.
Right, we find that's
what we find. Yeah, I was thinking that we find that by tumma, by kachim, by tumma. That's what we find, right?
That's because it's been clean. That's all you need to clean.
Right. That's right. But over here, it's not shaykh. Over here, the matzius of the chametz is there.
Yeah, but over here, it's nushma. Kochman's tamim is not the nushma. What makes it have a kiyum is because it's in a clean. You can use the clean.
That's the hashbasa because now it can never be used, and it has. And even though the chametz mashu is still here, but the chametz mashu has also together. Together, this is that it can come to be used, can't be mitzvah. Okay. Another thing you have to think about was the lesson in Shulchan Aruch Chaim from Tosfos Machzayin said Yud. And Chava Paskin, Tanagoyngos Shabon or Tam Chomos of Pesach. If a chicken, a farmer sees that his chicken ate chomos on Pesach, the chomos is still there in the chicken's stomach, he says you should have to get rid of it. You shouldn't keep it. You can't keep the chomos. And mainly have a problem. The chomos is in the chicken's stomach. So what does the farmer do? So the Chava Paskin is Mutzal Limka Tanagoyngos and Machomos Shabaseicha Lein Yehudi. Chusman the May Chomos Shabon. What you do is take this chicken, sell it to a guy. That's how you mabar it. You get out of your rishus. You sell it to a guy, chusmiz mechamet shabayis, and sell it, don't make any profit, don't have any enough in the chamet. Somehow, if you could get an extra payment, the fact the chicken's a little bigger, a little more mafutim, a little heavier, but don't sell it for the mechamet. Just sell the chicken. You have enough from the chamet, and you're just selling the chicken and fatik, and you got it out of your shus. That's your way of getting this chamet out of your shus. The Ramos is a little bit different. The Kivegi in that tshuva, some in your test, he talks about it. He explains the mechoykas, mechav and Ramos, but that's the mechavashita. You just sell the chicken. The Tzemach David on the Kivega, he is the Santa Kasha. He says, it's a very interesting Yishami. There's a Yishami that says, and it's brought down Lalocha in the Pimagodim, Erechaim, Simtapim Ches, and the Mechasun brings that also, Mitzvah Yates. Yishami says, there's an Issa to be Maicho Chomis to Behemish Shohefka on Pesach. That's Yishami. And we learned it out from the Post of Gnol Yochel. What's Yishami saying? Yishami is saying, Murdi Gechidish. Even Chomis, which is not yours, like chametz sheni shalai, chametz hefka, and even a behemah that's not yours, or birds in the street, you're not going to take a piece of chametz in the street and give it to a behemah shel hefka, or throw it to the oven, throw it to the pigeons. You're not going to do that, even though it's not your chametz, and even though, let's say, you don't even touch another, you move it with something else, and even though the behemah is not yours or the bird is not yours, and you have no hanah from it, it's still asa. And so it went down from the pasuk of lo yachol. You're not going to feed anyone or any animal chametz. Achari, this is Yishami's Darbonon. Achari, you can't still say that it's an Issa Daraisa, but Yishami's saying in Issa Darbonon, and it's an Asmachta, it's being Masmachan, and it's Pasuk of Lei Ochel. You're not going to feed Chametz on Pesach also not, a goldfish or anything, even if it's not yours, or fish in a pond, even if it's not yours, and it's not your Chametz, and you're behemoth, and you have no, you shouldn't do the Maisa being Meichel. So, Mengel, Vechel Simach David, when you sell this Tanagelos to a guy, why aren't you over this Issa Darbonon? When you sell it to a guy, you're giving him this tanagoyngos to eat with the chametz inside it. And this guy is going to go take this tanagoyngos, maybe he'll cook it right then and there, and he'll end up eating it with the chametz inside it. Why don't you over this l'no yachol? As I affect some of David. So I was thinking, I see that I was thinking this also, I was thinking, sorry, this is pretty cautious, that there's a chilek between selling something and being meichel. When you're meichel, your mom is feeding. Over here, you're selling it to the guy. And then the guy goes and he feeds himself. You sold him. The guy took him. What he does with it, that's his business. That's the chayyid teretz. Even this Issa Rabbanan with Yishami says it's only mamash to go feed the behemah. But when you sell it to a guy, you're just selling it to him, and the guy goes and takes it, and then he gives it to himself. It can zayin that to go feed a guy with takabi also. You're not going to go take a piece of chometz hefka and put it in front of a guy, give it to him to eat. That would takabi be meichel guy. Another chilgal might be that the goy is a badas. Even when you put food in front of a goy, the goy is a badas, he takes it, he really is feeding himself. Mashen came behemoths and ovim and birds, they're not b'nei das, and when you put it in front of them, it's mamash shezevi, you're feeding them. It could be enough communion between these two teretz, and if you could give it to a goy. According to the first, what we're saying, our first teretz, you could sell it to a goy, and then he goes and feeds himself, but you cannot go feed a goy, you can't go give a goy chametz to eat. Hashem can say the second svara that it goes about that, even if you give it him to eat, right, you're not really being Meichel, he's being Meichel himself, because he has that. The whole issue would only be on to a behemah. But that's the Salacha. Okay, this is also say a few, not Halachal Maisa, but a few Chazushi Halachas that I saw in Hilchas Pesach, mostly from Egus Maisha, I was looking. In Egus Maisha, Chandarat, Simcha Feiz, Aisvav, and Maisha is a Chidish, that alcohol is not called Nifsu Machinas Kalev. The reason is, and Moshe writes, that you know, some goyim, they'll take any alcohol, I think even rubbing alcohol, and they could be, the kal, very easily, they could be masakin it and make it drinkable. They add to it maybe a little water, they dilute it a little bit, they put a little flavoring in it, and even rubbing alcohol, the etzem, it's not, you would think it's Nifsu Machinas Kalev, it's not. These kind of people that want alcoholics, so people that really want to have some alcohol, they'll figure out how to be masakin it very easily to make it drinkable. It's a big chumra. And I'm not sure if everyone holds that way, but you just keep rubbing alcohol, the whole shayla of mamash chametz of chametz. Thank you very much. Well, he's also that you're able to drink, you're able to fix
it.
And you can make it drinkable. If the guy's really desperate, there's a way to fix it. they knew how to make these things Roy Lashliya. And since it's very easy to make a Roy Lashliya, Mela is called not Nesmachin's Kalam.
But that's the Chiddush.
Maybe part of the Chiddush is based on that people do it. He knows people do it. People that really want to drink, you know, they get a little water, a little flavoring. And it's called not Nesmachin's Kalam right now because it's called Roy Lashliya since they Tikkun Kal. That's his Lashon. Tikkun Kal can be done and it is done. There's a million of these things, even though as it is right now, it's not really a shtir kind of. But that'll be awesome. Which is another chiddush that he's very makel with medicine. And I don't think everyone's makel, but there are these lists which medicines have in them chametz and not. But Moshe holds all pills, anything that's in a pill form, there's no shang of chametz. And he bases it on the Gemara Pesachim, the Chafan from the days. The Gemara says that if you sirif chametz a chochay and you make it mamish into an ash, and becomes Yesh before Pesach, it's Mutzah. The whole Shang became Yesh on Pesach. It was already Asa Chametz, and then it became Chacha, it became Yesh on Pesach. That Yesh could be Asa Bahana, at least. Maybe it's not really Lachinah, but could be Asa Bahana. But if it happened before Pesach, it became Yesh, then it really is Mutzah Bahana. It's not considered Chametz anymore. The Maisa that they do, making the pill into a pill, whatever Chametz they use, once it becomes in a pill form, that's similar to Eifa. That's his chiddush. That's similar to chachay, and that was burnt, became like ashes. That gemara and psachim, the chafal of chachay, and Ming has had the four pills. So another very interesting shayva. It's not negay this year, but it's negay when Erev Pesach comes out on Friday, Erev Shabbos, about the Mihinoyam. We know the Ramah says in Archaim some race of the K that Masay Shabbos you say Vihinoyam is partly a Tfilat Hefatzlochen and Melacha and Panos the whole week, but we only say Vihinoyam when the whole week is Mutzah Melacha. If Yom Tov comes down in the middle of the week, like this year, like every Yom Tov, we don't say Vihinoyam. I never understood that. Why can't you say Vihinoyam to have Bracha on the 4 or 5 days of the week? I'm not asking for bracha and panosah for malacha on Yom Tov. Chashan, you know, we're not looking to make money on Yom Tov. But what's wrong with having a bracha for the other days? Well, my tazul is this. The thing over Hinayim. You're skipping Yom Tov. Very nice. And that could be the spirit. But we're saying, he says, the tazul of Yom Tov. That's why, if you're not going to daven for the whole week, we don't daven the Hinayim. So Shaila is, what about if one of the days of the week is Erev Pesach? Erev Pesach is also B'malacha. How about, can you say B'hinoyim? Can you say B'hinoyim? So normally, besides Erev Pesach, if Erev Pesach is that week, you have Pesach also that week. So you have already Yom Tov. But it comes out where you have Erev Pesach on Friday, and Pesach comes out on Shabbos. So do you say B'hinoyim on a year when Pesach comes out on Friday, and you have every day Malacha, but you don't have Erev Pesach, you don't have Malacha that day. They have the same Shana by Purim. What about Purim comes on? Purim Yasvus to Malacha, also not. So it seems Purim, everybody says, you say Vihinoyim. Every year, even though the week of Purim, we say Vihinoyim, we don't stop. But Erev Pesach, it's a Machoigas. So Chareinim to talk about this. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Hashem Derechayim that says that you do say Vihinoyim. The Bek Yosef and the Shari Tshuva, the Shatzi brings down also the Mishnah Siavitz that says that you don't say Vihinoyim. So basically, there's different sheets, but I saw in the Sefer Shmeitz of the Moshe in the back it's like a Sefer on Nigus Moshe. Here's a guy who writes Torah on Nigus Moshe, and in the back he has Kuntu Shmuas Moshe, Minhagim for a Moshe. He writes where Moshe said he himself did not say Vihinayim. There's one year that Erev Pesach came out on Friday, and he thought he didn't say Vihinayim. In that Kuntu Shmuas Moshe, he also brings down to Moshe's Minig that the Kais Rishon of the Abba Kaisis that we make Kiddush on. Some people, even though normally every Shabbos, every Yom Tov, the father makes Kiddush for everyone, but it comes Pesach, everyone makes their own Kiddush. Everyone has their own Kais, but Moshe did not do it that way. Moshe made Kiddush, everyone picked up the Kais, and it was one of the Abba Kaises for everyone. But Moshe made Kiddush for the whole family, for everyone by the Seder, he made Kiddush, he's my Seder one. That's kind of the way my Mishpach, we do it also. But the father. The Pashtus is, I think, Moshe. But I don't know. I mean, everyone's mechuyev in Abba Kaisis. That's the only difference about the Seder night. Every Shabbos Yom Tov, you just have to be a Tekiddush. So the father's the only one with the Kais, and everyone's a Tekiddush. On Pesach night, everyone has to be a Abba Kaisis, and Abba Kaisis was Mesukin on Kiddush. Don't forget, they were Mesukin each one Kais on the Haggadah, one Kais on Halal, one Kais on Benching, one Kais on Kiddush. Maybe that's the way we used to have a kiddush. Maybe that's that minhag, the people that they feel you should make the kiddush on the kiddush, that's the way you have a kiddush. But Rav Moshe said, no, you could be yoitz the kiddush al kiddush. Everyone has to...
You can't
go to somebody
else. So maybe you want to be on that place.
I might be telling you that
there's
a whole biskirav on the place. Might be saying.
Right.
So what do you
want? Yeah. You want to, the kiddush should be on the coast. And it can't be on Yannis coast. A whole year, kiddush could be on Yannis coast. If you go to Mishri.
Yes, sir. How most people do it? They everyone makes their own kiddush, or the father makes it? I think people are mistaken to be what to do. But everyone makes. So nice. My dad did it, my father did it, something again. What?
Nobody knows
what Pesach, what the belt's minigame. Everyone forgets. People forget from your idea.
No,
you don't
say
it.
You never
get anybody else. Oh, yeah. But your own family's minigame. You know, your own family's minigame. And we take it through this way also. This way we're maybe in Lithuania it's that way, that the father makes his...
Why does it say Pesach like that?
Say what? Second case that what?
Also, just like
the
first case when everyone was in general.
Yeah.
Everybody says no one talks, everybody says no one drinks.
No, but everyone has a kais.
Everyone has a kais, the first kais.
And the second kais is on Haggadah. Yeah?
On Haggadah, so one person makes the bracha. Oh,
the bracha, the Baruch Yagafen.
Yeah.
Oh, the Baruch Yagafen, I don't know. No, that I don't think he did. I think everybody made their own Baruch Yagafen.
The question is why?
Because they're calling them by Bechaz and Bechaz and Bechaz.
Kiddush is the mix.
And Bechaz Haggadah. That's his question.
That wasn't difficult to like.
It makes everyone does the mishpachas minhag. I'm just saying over there where the way Moshe did.
They got off of this because
Well, there's Shaila.
Why you make four? That's a good Shaila.
So you have a Pesach Chesed Becha that you save for Pesach. It's not Chometz. It's a Pesach Becha. It's a Muksa on every other Shabbos. And he buys Tzurchin. To me, a Chesh Yipash should be Muksa because you take on a Katzad not to use it a whole year. You put it away only for Pesach. So Shem Zaman Hel, the Ma'is is Roy to you. You want to change your mind and start using it for the whole year for Chometz stick. You can change your mind. It is a Keli. It is usable. Maybe it's not Muksa. So Shem Zaman buys Tzurchin. So Santa Shang to think about. But I think in Svarim a Chesh should be. It should be Muksa. He's going to end up with something on the Haggadah. On the Haggadah of Pesach, in Magid, we say, Baruch HaMok and Baruch Hu. My uncle, Michal, he said over, he heard from Bishabek in Boston, they stelt sich on, the Roshan of HaMokim is the Shem Hashem. Baruch HaMokim is one of the Shemes of Hashem. Why do we use this Shem in the Haggadah? From all the Shemes of the Baruch Hashem, it's not a very common Shem that we use for the Baruch Hashem. Why do we say Baruch HaMokim? So he said that Hamokim is also a Shem that's used Achman Islam by Nechem Avelim. In Nechem Avelim, people say, Menachem, person, Hamokim, Menachem, Islam, Sech, Shavim. And the Indian of that is, the Bishra Yom Tetaina is, that Hamokim also means the Ebishter is everywhere. And that's what we're telling the Oval. We're telling Menachem the Oval, the Ebishter is everywhere, the Ebishter is with you always. Even Bishas Tzor, Achman Islam, the Ebishter is with you. That's the Nechem. So many people say that's what we say by the Gadol also. By the Gadol, when we talk about the Gadolus and we're writing the Gadolus today, when we talk about, we say, Baruch HaMokam, the Eivishter is with you. Remember, even in the Peshat Tzor, Peshat Gadolus, the Eivishter is always with us. So that's why we say Baruch HaMokam. Right in the Gadol, we say, Baruch Shem Eftachosai. My father, Zengazinto, always says over a year, he saw this Peshat in this part of the Gadol, Baruch Shem Eftachosai. The Eivishter watches his promise. The Eivishter promised he's going to take us out of the Golnus and bring the Gula. And the Eivishter, we say, Baruch Shem Lachayis, we'll keep his word. Lachayis, this is Shvet to understand, what's the Shevach? Of course the Eivishter keeps his word. What does that mean, Baruch Shem Lachayis? It's Pasha the Eivishter keeps his word. So he wanted to say that it's Maloshin of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, by the Cholimus of Yosef Tzadik. When Yosef Tzadik had his Cholimus, he told to his father, to his brothers, to his father, the Torah says, you cannot be Echav, his brothers were jealous, the other Shema is the other, and his father watched it. Rashi teaches, Shemestava, ho yamamtenu mitzapa mosiyavai. He was waiting and hoping when it will be mekuyim. And Rashi brings down psukim that the notion of shem is the notion of yeshiv and mitzapa. Is a min. If I can say that's what Baruch Shem after Chassid. The Eibush not only is going to keep his word. The Eibush is sitting and waiting to keep his word. He wants to keep his word. He's waiting for us to do shem tshuva. Come on, to be machriya the mishkol, that there should be more mumis of aveis. And that second that we'll do tshuva and we'll be zecher doing it. The Eibush is waiting to. It's not just Baruch Shem after Chassid. It's yeshiv and mitzapa, as the Rashi teaches in the pasuk by Yisro Tzadik. Yeah. Oh, he's to be shame of Shabbos. Okay. We're going to thank the Shuvah and the Gulen Shame of Heavy Main Army.